People used to harvest and chop wood every summer. It was important to have enough fodder for the winter. They did not necessarily use the same place every year, but could make hay in different areas. We used to make hay in Bovridermi and in Rottarskjeti and in Otanjarga and on the other side of Antasjarga and Nissenjarga. And we have been all the way up in Kjerpmat and harvested. In Otanjarga, there was a quite big stone and it had like a roof edge pointing out. Against that, Dad put up logs and branches and put grass on top of that. And then we had a shelter we could sleep in. We didn't have tents and such at that time. We had to build grass shelters to spend the night in. And we stayed in the area for many days, so it was not only one night. People were harvesting all over. Jörgen used to make hay in Kjerpmat every year, and Marit Ovla used to make hay in Nissenjarga. That was more permanent places, and other people harvested on areas all the way up to Risengvati, where the cabin stands today. They used to harvest quite high in the mountainsides as well. They dragged the grass down on sledges made out of branches. Down on the valley floor, they put up hay rags to dry the grass, and some places they also used to hang grass in trees to dry. Chapwood has been a good thing for everyone. People have fetched both firewood and hay down from here.